Let's move on to our second story. Officials continue counting up votes of the three candidates in Syria's presidential election. Hours after polling stations closed early on Wednesday, authorities started the process of checking the number of votes against lists of registered voters in order to ensure that the numbers matched. The election was extended in government-held areas for an additional 5 hours due to heavy turnout. There was no balloting in much of the insurgent-held regions in northern and eastern Syria. These areas are scarcely populated, as most residents have fled their homes over fears of getting killed by terrorist groups. Observers from 11 countries around the world were invited to monitor the vote. Joe Ayers-Baker, a leader in the United National Anti-War Committee, joins us from Damascus to tell us what he thinks about these elections. Well, Joe Ayers-Baker, welcome to the Top 5. As we speak, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry actually paid a surprise visit to Lebanon, and he came out and he said that the United States deems these elections illegitimate. They don't find it at all in the least bit to say that it serves Syria nor its people, and called on Hezbollah, Iran, and Russia to end the war in Syria. Your reaction?
John Kerry is wrong about the Syrian elections. I was an observer yesterday in Homs, and as someone who's had a lot of experience with electoral politics in my hometown of Chicago, I can tell you that the what I observed in Homs was as free and fair an election as I have seen. And furthermore, I think that not only was this election fair and constitutional, but perhaps as importantly, it was also a celebration for the people of Syria, because it marks the victory in Homs and the nationwide ascendancy of the government forces in their defeat of the foreign-backed armies that have been attacking communities there for these past 3+ years.
It's interesting that Syria's Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim came out a couple days back and said on the first day of voting that the political solution starts from today, meaning the day the voting started. Syrians want their country to go past what has occurred. But it's interesting that John Kerry calls on Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah to end the war, when they, the U.S., along with some of its regional allies, are providing arms to some of these insurgents. So shouldn't that question be reversed back to the U.S. and some of its regional allies to end the war?
Of course. The United States and NATO and the Gulf states there, and of course Israel, the Zionist cheerleader for any war on Arab or Muslim people, they're the source of this war. And if the United States pulled its support for this war, it could not last even a couple of months. It's hypocritical, of course, but hypocrisy, thy name is Washington, D.C. And I think that the countries, Russia and Iran and Venezuela and Bolivia and Brazil and Uganda that were there, and of course the anti-war groups that came from the U.S. and Canada, Ireland and India and elsewhere, we're not going to listen to John Kerry. We're going to take the experience, what we saw in Syria, the truth of a people that are, the slogan of this election is Sawa, which is a word I just learned. It's Arabic and it means together. The people are together against the foreign aggressors. The political parties and the candidates are together in reconstructing the country. And all of the people and all of the political parties are together in support of the leadership of Bashar al-Assad in defeating the enemy.
Thank you very much. It's good to see you. Joe Ayers-Baker, a leader in the United National Anti-War Committee, talking to us there from Damascus. Thank you.